Welcome to Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rianne.
Each week, we'll be sipping cocktails, spilling tea, and diving into the latest gossip of Tayshia's season of The Bachelorette, because we finally know that this is her season.
She is now at the La Quinta Resort, and we are living for it. With us every week as we overanalyze the contestants' love connection and follow their journey with a healthy dose of alcohol and skepticism. So this week we're recapping episode 5, which could technically be episode 1 because it's episode 1 for Tayshia, but just like most of 2020, there are no rules and we're all confused.
Who freaking knows what's going on? But we were sipping on the bee's knees. We are obsessed with Tayshia and we think she is actually the bee's knees. And while I was sipping on this cocktail, I was so refreshed that she was the Bachelorette, and it kind of warmed me up because it is snowing outside, and I was picturing it was a warm summer day in Palm Springs.
Well, let's start. We are getting into Tayshia's first episode, and we kind of zoom in where they left us off last week, where the guys know a new bachelorette is coming, but they don't know who she is. And one of the guys says, Chris is giving us another opportunity to find love. Bros, you know Chris is just the host, right? Like, he doesn't do everything by himself.
I don't know. This season, it seems like Chris is doing everything.
He is. We've said this before, and we will have more indicators of this, but he really is working for his paycheck this season.
But Tayshia walks into the group of guys and they are ready to embrace her, just like you said. It was a little rough at first because I don't think Tayshia has ever given a toast in her life.
It was way better than Hannah B's her first toast, remember? I think just going into that situation, no matter how long you've prepared for it, and she, you know, she's polished, she's been on TV before, but it's still pretty overwhelming. The girl you thought was going to be the Bachelorette just bounced and now you're there. That's got to feel kind of crazy.
Yeah, and you could tell it was a little crazy to her because she didn't pick up champagne. No, she was drinking a vodka or tequila soda, which I can get behind. And as we got through that awkward toast, we called it, Ivan whisks her away the first moment he gets, and they get to start their journey to fall in love.
Yes. He says, I like her way more than Claire already. And it gave him new life.
You deserve this love.
The next person to talk to her was Riley. And he's like, what do you do? She totally had to pause because she couldn't even explain what she did. And she was probably like, but you know what I do. How do I explain that I'm an Instagram influencer from being on this exact show, sir?
How do I describe that I travel the world because I get all of these promotions?
She's like, thanks, sugar bear hair.
And Riley kind of had the implication that she would move to New York with him. I don't know if you got that vibe, but he was like, this is what I do in New York, and I am not leaving.
I mean, why would you leave?
Speaking from experience.
Joey and I were laughing at that because he did just keep saying New York City. I think it's just a function of living in New York. You just repeat it a lot. So I see where you're coming from, but from my perspective, that's just his everyday way of speaking.
Of course, Blake Moynes has to ruin it, and he has to be the next person to talk to her. And all I can think the whole time is, please go home.
Yeah, I can't get behind him.
He's gonna start telling her how to feel in 2 episodes because he knows her emotional depth. So just, he needs to go away.
And then we hear from Jordan C. Really, the only thing I got from this conversation is he compliments her big ass eyes. And I felt for her because I've definitely gotten that compliment before.
Who says, oh, your eyes are nice and big? Like, what?
It's a thing.
I guess I don't have big enough eyes to know. But freaking Brendan comes in with his turtleneck and why are turtlenecks a thing?
Just the fact that he said, you're probably thinking who is this weirdo in the turtleneck. I was like, okay, so at least you're self-aware about it, but you still made the choice to wear it.
I thought they had pretty good chemistry. She seemed to be into him.
Yeah, which, you know, I think this is the first time we've heard him speak more than 5 words.
I think this is the first time we've heard most guys speak more than 5 words.
But then our good pal Chris Harrison interrupts. What do we have? Another group of guys. But I feel like group is too big of a term. It was like a sprinkling of guys.
Yeah, let's make it dramatic. But we only asked 4 guys to quarantine.
They are really putting them through the ringer. And Brendan, again with a zinger, is like, a whole ass limo looking like it's full of men pulled up. Not just the limo, a whole ass limo.
Yes.
So we get 4 guys who are like pretty lackluster. But did you do your initial reactions?
Oh, yeah. So let's get into more initial reactions.
All right. So Spencer.
Wannabe.
I put a more attractive Derek Peth.
Oh, gosh. Don't give him a compliment.
These are initial reactions.
Very true. Okay, Montel.
How did he steal Easy's salmon jacket from inside the resort?
I literally put salmon 2.0.
You're good at making these shorter. I too many words.
What did you think about Peter?
Stupid plaid suit.
I just said stalker.
Noah.
I just put hippie, but I feel like there are way more horrible words I could have come up with.
I just put, wow, that stash. This isn't a spoiler, just something that was funny at the end of the episode, but it was Bennett sitting talking to one of the other guys, and he's like, this Noah guy, I don't know about him. He had the entirety of quarantine to shave that shit off of his face.
Bennett, finally, you're coming in, and you are tearing everyone down.
All these guys seem pretty lame, but they do start to shake up the house because Spencer takes her right away, and he said he's a big beach guy. He could teach her how to surf. And then he was like, yeah, and we could just throw you in there, throw you in the water for entertainment. And she's like, well, I don't want to drown, so. And then I was like, what a fucking tool bag. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. I cannot stand him. Now Blake Moynes has competition of who I want to go home first.
She talks to Zach C. And they make a wish in a fountain. I guess that was fine, but he's wearing these really big white high top sneakers with a suit, and it was fucking terrible. Then she talks to Chasen, Noah, who has the stash, and he's from a family of 11, so he's pretty much the new Nick Viall, who is your favorite person.
Fucking kill me. Nick V 2.0. I don't want you.
And then Kenny talks to her, and he's like, I book bands. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. Like, you could tell she's kind of intrigued. But if she only knew what kind of bands, which we've heard are cover boy bands. So he's definitely not cool.
And he said that this was the first suit he owns. Boy, if you work with boy bands, you have to have at least one other suit.
It's not like he's going to fancy venues, Sean.
To those dive bars smelling like smoke.
Then she talks to Ben. They do a little dance, and she's very nervous when he tries to dip her, which I get. It's like, you're in the gown and the heels and you don't know this person. Stop trying to dip her.
It's like a trust fall. You don't want it to happen.
Then we get to the first impression rose, and of course, she gives it to Spencer. These girls, fucking bullshit detectors on the first night, like, always need some work. Although a majority of the time, the first impression rose, they either win or they make it very far, which is concerning.
Is this JPJ all over again? Like, Ivan was there for you, girl. Give it to the smart man.
Hashtag Ivan was robbed.
Most like most of these men on this season.
Lentisha gives another speech. I think this one's slightly better. She probably had like 4 vodka sodas or whatever she was drinking.
She needed them.
And then I was just thinking in the back of my head, like, what if Chris Harrison walks in and another limo pulls up? Like, they're just doing it really slowly.
So she cancels the rose ceremony. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, she wants to really get to know these guys. But then the Bachelor editors and producers are sneaky and say, this season on The Bachelorette, and it makes it seem like the episode is done.
I had a mini heart attack because I was like, did they just give her fucking 45 minutes and we have to hear Claire and Dale talk about the same bullshit for the remainder of the episode? I wasn't gonna watch it. I was like, this recap's gonna be fucking short because I cannot watch this. Thankfully, they just gave us a little scare. We figured we would continue on with Tayshia's portion because that's clearly more important at this point. We'll briefly touch on the Claire and Dale mini after the final rose.
Oh yeah, because this mini after the final rose still gives off Claire crazy vibes and Dale just rolling with the punches.
So we get date card 1. And it is Blake, Riley, Zach, Jordan, Noah, Peter, Kenny, Jake, Easy, and Spencer. And it says, here's to a second shot at love. They zoom into her getting out of the pool. And she's just like, oh, hey, guys.
It's like, oh, so nonchalant. Very Baywatch moment. But I want to know why they put the filter back the fuck on her. She was perfectly fine with the filter removed.
They thought they were like making it dramatic.
They get into the date and they are going to play pool ball, which I never knew that was a thing. I don't know about you.
Excuse me, it's called splash ball. And in my notes, I just put, the fuck is splash ball?
Oh, I'm sorry. Splash ball is obviously very popular.
Can we get rid of like all these fucking balls games? We had strip ball. Now we have splash ball. They're just in their little Speedos running around.
Oh gosh. And those Speedos were so thin. And I just thought Yosef must be so offended and lose respect for Tayshia because here we go, exploiting men again.
Shut up. I have that in my notes too. I put, Yosef would be livid. When they start to play, they have like some underwater shots. And there's one guy, I don't know who it was. It was way too fast. But he has the worst tan lines from his, you know, upper thigh down. Which I get because they're not really running around in Speedos all the time. But wasn't a good look.
I mean, they've been in Palm Springs this long. Wouldn't you just want to even out your tan? Or maybe that's just like a gay and girl thing.
What else are you doing? Especially when Claire was just hanging out with Dale. You had all the time in the world. So then they're giving their commentary and Chris is like, oh, Spencer isn't afraid to be aggressive. And they're all, you know, being annoying and hitting each other, trying to get the ball. And then Spencer's face hits Riley's elbow. And he starts to bleed.
Oh no, not bleeding. And also, can I just mention that you commentating on this sports event really shows how much you love sports.
How much I love sports. I felt like this was Chris Harrison's ESPN audition. He was fucking loving it.
At the end of the day, who wins? Blue Balls win. They just wanted to reincarnate Blue Balls so that we could talk about it again.
Blake and Kenny get to cry and walk back. Again. But they get to come back for the after party. They're just missing the barbecue.
They don't even show the barbecue.
So yeah, so they zoom into nighttime. Easy talks to her first. They say they make each other giddy. And he's like, I feel like I just met my wife. And I'm like, okay, Dale. You know, they're all fucking with Dale for running off with Claire. And here he is.
He just is ready to break the Bachelorette again. And I'm like, I don't know if Tayshia's down for that. I think Tayshia understands the rules that the producers set for her. And they were like, you can't do this. So if you fall in love night one, you can't talk about it for at least 7 episodes.
Yeah, it was probably in her contract. They had to revise it. Like, by the way, if you don't make it through this season, we're going to have problems. Who else does she talk to? She talks to Zach, and she's like, why are you still single? And he's like, why are you still single? He doesn't answer the question. He just brings it to her.
He just brings it to her, and I feel like that is the worst fucking question to ask, but for some reason, Tayshia wants to ask that question over and over again.
She just has such a sweet demeanor that I didn't even feel like it was a bad question, but you're totally right. I don't think that's the correct way to approach it.
It's like, why are you sad and lonely?
Yeah, why don't girls like you?
Give me all your baggage right now.
So my biggest surprise is that she's super into Zach and Brendan. So Zach and her have a makeout sesh.
I don't see it, but girl, I guess if that's your taste, no one can blame you for it.
Who else? She talks to Jordan and Riley. And when she's talking to Riley, she says that she wants 5 kids. No thanks.
I'm just like, does she know where children come from? Like, she knows that they're coming from her, right? And Riley was so modest, and he was like, oh, I want 2 daughters. And she's like, 5. He's just like, if I'm moving to New York, you're giving me 5 children.
And he's like, in what apartment?
I don't think they show anyone else, but they do pan back to Spencer back in the group. He is such a fucking douchebag. Like, the villain has arrived, everyone.
Kind of happy about. We love a good villain once in a while.
But this guy is just testing my limits.
Well, Kenny is like, can I be honest? You're coming off like a dick. And I was like, yeah, especially in that shirt. He was like, oh, I'm going to be in Palm Springs. I have the perfect shirt.
I'm just like, burn that damn shirt.
Burn it with Clara's Juan Pablo dress.
Yes.
And then Riley says that pretty boy is a lunch meat. Sandwich with mayo all day. If you want to fuck with me, we can go.
What is happening? And if you remember, the last time freaking lunch meat was brought into this, Luke P was involved.
Oh my god, yeah, he was just scarfing down all of the lunch meat.
The producers are back on their game. They are whispering all of the things to rile up all of the men. Then we get to the group date rose. And at first, I think she's going to give it to Zach, but plot twist, she goes, just kidding. Easy, will you have this group date rose?
I have a question. Does Spencer's first impression rose not matter? He was like gung-ho about getting the group date rose, but he already had a rose. Are we technically in like a new week of dates? So did that not really matter, that rose?
Yeah, I was very confused when he talked about wanting to get another rose.
I don't know, just something to point out. So yeah, Easy gets the group date rose, which is cool. Then they pan to Jason, who is having like an internal dilemma, but talking to the guys about it, how he's not sure if he's gonna stay out of respect for Tayshia because he has feelings for Claire.
I just love that they gave us a Joe moment. I didn't realize I missed Joe until they panned to Joe and Jason talking. Joe, you're my sugar boo of the season.
Uh-oh. Sean's called it.
Uh-oh. And if I call it, you will be mentioned in every single episode from here on out.
Sean falls hard, just like Claire.
Just like Claire.
So after Jason chats with Sean's boyfriend, Joe, he decides to go talk to Tayshia. He says that he fell in love with Claire, which again, I think is slightly extreme, but we don't want to not believe his feelings. He pretty much says that he wants to go home because he doesn't think that she deserves for him to be there when he's not totally into it, and the guys don't deserve for him to be there because, you know, they're really into it. I thought he handled it with grace and was just really mature about it. So good showing for Bachelor in Paradise or something.
That is exactly what I said.
Tayshia, I think, is appreciative of the way that he presented this, but it also brings up what she said that she had some fear about, where are the guys still hung up on Claire? Is she going to be a second choice because she doesn't want to be their second choice? Which I think is valid, but Jason even says, he's like, all those other 19 guys out there are totally here for you. So I feel like that should have relieved some of her stress.
Even though Jason can say that, she's going to have her own thoughts because she's smart enough to form them herself.
Yeah, so we say bye to Jason.
Go forth, Jason, and fall in love. So the one-on-one date card comes and it says, let's start our journey to fall in love. And who else but Turtleneck Brendan gets the date card?
The infamous horse date where they barely can talk because they're bouncing up and down on a horse. I love when they throw these in. It's the worst. But what made me laugh is they had to, I guess, ride past the pool in order to get on whatever trail of the hotel they were on. And I was just laughing to myself. I'm like, what if they just go around the pool like 1 million times and that's the ride? They don't go anywhere else.
They're like, unfortunately, these horses can't get coronavirus. So all you can do is circle this pool.
These are resort horses. They don't go very far.
They don't actually go into the wilderness. So if you could just keep them around the pool, that would be great.
They go to Brendan and he's like, she looks beautiful in her hat. He's wearing one too. And I'm like, yes, but you need to take yours off.
The curly hair is working for you, Brendan. So like, please don't conceal it.
Then Chris Harrison cop blocks him for the second time.
Not once, not twice. Oh, no, 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 no. Three times that this man enters the fucking scene. Does he give him anything? Like, what is the point of him?
The first time he gives them a famous Chris Harrison margarita, which, Chris, what's the recipe? I want to know why it's famous and if it's really that good. Then that's when he hops on the damn scooter.
Oh, no.
Then he gives them ice cream and coconuts.
Chris is micromanaging this date to all hell because he is like, Tayshia, you can't fall in love. So we have to stop you at every single thing.
I was secretly hoping that when they show them making out in the pool, when they finally make out, because Brendan is like, I've been wanting to do this since our first interaction, that Chris Harrison was going to like pop up from the water, separate them with a pool hose or something. And then we get to the night date. And I really liked her dress.
She looked banging, but can we talk about how fucking Brendan wore a damn shirt? Does he know what show he's on?
He needed to wash his turtleneck. Leave him alone.
I loved that self-deprecating humor came into it.
Yeah, I loved how he was like, I know there are better looking and smarter guys in the house, but I'm well-rounded.
You go, Brendan.
Yeah, he actually really won me over tonight. He had a lot of zingers.
They both talk about their baggage and come to find out Brendan was divorced previous to this.
I totally forgot, but yeah, Tayshia was married and divorced pretty young. And they both have a really similar experience, how they felt like they lost themselves and they kind of only knew what it was like to be married to that person. It actually was a very thoughtful conversation. They did actually get to know each other, which, as we know on the show, is a rarity.
This 2020 vision of The Bachelorette is so interesting to me because these people are going in depth of their lives and not saying how great or awesome this journey is. They're actually talking about real things, which I think that's why at the end of all of this, Brendan, you win the adorable mark and you have moved up rank. She gives the one-on-one rose to him, but then there is another surprise and I'm like, oh, here we go. Freaking listen to your heart. 2.0 is coming back in to sing to them. But to our surprise, fireworks.
Yeah, the producers have to be happy that they're back on their fucking cheesy planned dates. They're like, this is the normal that we know. We're so thankful we don't have a lead who's canceling shit left and right.
Yes, exactly. So finally, we are finding our groove, even though that is the end of the episode. And hopefully next week, we'll get back into the normal fantasy.
I guess we can touch on the Dale and Claire thing for a second. I don't have too much to say aside from it's everything we've heard before, and they swear up and down that they did not communicate via anything before they came on the show, aside from her following the guys to see how they spent their time.
How can we truly believe that? And it just is so appalling to me that they're like, we finally get to be truthful. No, you're not being truthful because you had to. There's no way you fell in love in 2 days.
Yeah, and she's like, I've done nothing but respect the process. And then she said she appreciated it. I'm like, listen, I think I believe that she appreciated the experience, but she definitely didn't respect it.
Because the producers want nothing to do with her, and they probably cringed fucking filming this portion as well.
Two other thoughts. One, she was talking about how Dale still likes her when her hair is in a greasy knot. And I just want to say that my hair has been in a greasy knot for 9 months. Two. I was waiting for Chris to be like, and here to congratulate you, Benoit!
Which they really needed Benoit to make a freaking entrance in this. But, you know, instead, they just let Claire go off on her crazy rant and... Chris goes, what's next? And of course, she goes, babies.
Chris is like, oh, is it marriage first or then babies? And Dale goes, marriage first. And Claire goes, whatever happens. And then in her head, I could just hear her like, yeah, I'm off birth control and I popped holes in all of the condoms in the house.
I'm so glad we are done with crazy Claire.
It's like Dale is just kind of like a robot. Like, she has this remote control and is just somehow feeding him all of the words into his brain and mouth.
It's like those remote control vibrators, but now it's a mind device on Dale.
So do you think that's gonna last? What are your thoughts?
From past seasons, it seems as though the Bachelorettes make it last, and the Bachelors always freaking break up with who they pick at the end. So from track record, I think it will last, and I think Dale will just go with the crazy.
Yeah, he's really hard to read. When they're on TV, it almost seems that he doesn't really like her, but then he says really thoughtful things about her, and it's the complete opposite of how he's presenting it. And then on social media and stuff, which obviously is never fucking true, but he seems like he's more himself on that platform, and maybe that he does like her. I don't know. I guess time will tell and we shall see. But what are your thoughts on Tayshia so far? Do you think she's going to be a good bachelorette?
I think Tayshia is going to be a good bachelorette. I think she is going to play into all of the bachelorette stereotypes. We're going to get all the drama. And I think that we are finally going to get into the Bachelorette fantasy that we have all been waiting for in 2020.
Yeah, I really like her. She does show her personality more, which, you know, I think she has a sense of humor and she presents that well. So I'm happy to see her back on our TV.
Yeah. So next week we are drinking Dirty Shirley's in hope that the Bachelorette won't throw us for another tailspin. Can we just have one normal episode? We need stability in 2020 and we need the Bachelorette to give it to us. So we are drinking all the Dirty Shirley's in hopes that we don't get done dirty.
Do you want to know a funny story about a Dirty Shirley?
Of course.
One time I think I was around like 8 years old, and I was at a friend's communion in, you know, like an event hall, and I tasted my Shirley Temple and I was like, this tastes weird. And I brought it over to my parents and they were like, this has vodka in it. Do not drink this.
Drinks for everyone. Let the kids go wild.
Yeah, it's like you realize this is at like an event celebrating Jesus and you're giving minors alcohol.
I mean, Jesus did turn water into wine, so Shirley Temples into dirty Shirleys.
Anyway, that is my little story, and I love dirty Shirleys, and I'm excited to drink all of them.
Oh gosh, yes, I am excited. But you know, with that, unfortunately, it's time to say our goodbyes. But join us next week as we dive into episode 6 of Tayshia's season. And we just heard that Matt James season of The Bachelor will premiere on January 4th. So we are starting the new year with a new season.
Yeah, they're really going full speed ahead here and trying to fit all of this in before the world is on lockdown again.
They're like, here's a little hope. Let's do this.
Maybe Bachelor Nation wouldn't survive if we didn't get consecutive seasons. Until next week, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, all one word, for more content and cocktail recipes. And hope you guys have a good week.
Until next time, goodbye.